Chapter 8. Jesse and Molly were standing near the place at Bluff Lookout, where Jack Carlyle had likely spent his last moments on Earth. "Amazing view," Molly said. "Of infinity, maybe," Jesse said. Suit had started yelling again after Molly had raised the prospect of suicide. This time, Jesse sent him home.
"Don't talk shit,"
Suit had said to Molly.
"And don't you talk to Molly like that," Jesse said.
Jesse couldn't remember another time when Suit had ever done that, spoken to Molly that way.
"Jesse, you knew him," Suit said.
"Everyone thinks they know a kid suffering from depression until they don't," Jesse said.
"You're saying that's what happened?"
Suit said. He was shouting again at both of them now.
"There's no way he killed himself," Suit said.
"Not saying that he did," Molly said. "But we have to at least consider the possibility. We wouldn't be doing our jobs if we didn't."
"This is such BS," Suit said, shaking his head.
"You need to take the day, Suit," Jesse said.
"No,"
Suit said. "Wasn't a request," Jesse said. Molly had walked Suit to his car, then gotten into Jesse's Explorer for the ride to what was now a crime scene. Just what kind of crime? Jesse looked down at the waves crashing against the rocks. High tide now. "He could have jumped," Jesse said. "Or been pushed. Or gotten too close to the edge and fallen off the end of the world," Jesse said.
"Shit, shit, shit," Molly said.
"We're going to need to talk to everybody who was at that party," Jesse said. "Establish some sort of timeline. The last time anybody besides the Ford kids saw him. And no phone in his pocket, right?"
"Probably lost at sea," Molly said.
"We can still use his phone number to see who might have reached out to him in the hours after the party that night. Though it's going to be the usual grind getting a subpoena for the records."
"What if we classify it as a homicide? That might speed up the process with our asshat DA."
"It's not a homicide," Jesse said. "Might not ever be. Suspicious death for now. We go by the book."
"Until we don't," Molly said.
"Shh," Jesse said. "We'll start with a list of the kids at the party. Get their phone numbers," Jesse said, "and get the numbers of his other friends. And see if there's any we don't recognize when we get the phone records."
"Sounds like tons of fun," Molly said.
"You know what they say, not a job, an adventure."
"Pretty sure that's the Navy," Molly said.
Jesse shrugged. "We are near the water." Before Gabe Weathers had left the scene this morning, he'd done castings of the footprints they'd found up here, inside the crime scene tape. In addition, Gabe had taken photographs of all the prints from shoes and sneakers and sandals, and whatever the hell else the ones who had come here to look at the water and the waves under what had been a full moon had been wearing. The deeper prints had enabled Gabe to pour down some of the dense liquid. Jesse forgot what it was called. That he used to make the castings. "You going to check everybody's shoes?" Jesse had said.
"Why the hell not?" Gabe said. "Maybe there's one print that doesn't belong. Jesus, some of these kids have big feet."
He grinned at Jesse.
"Aren't you always the one saying we need to build cases from the ground up?" Gabe said.
"Molly keeps thinking that quoting me to me is going to get her a promotion," Jesse said.
"Wouldn't that mean your job?" Gabe said.
"She already thinks she's got it," Jesse said.